To Sleep by Sir Philip Sidney. Read for LibriVox.org by Algy Pug. Perth, Western Australia. Come, sleep, O sleep, the certain knot of peace, the baiting place of wit, the balm of woe, the poor man's wealth, the prisoner's release, the indifferent judge between the high and low. With shield of proof, shield me from out the prease of those fierce darts despair at me doth throw. O make in me those civil wars to cease. I will good tribute pay if thou do so. Take thou of me smooth pillows, sweetest bed, a chamber deaf to noise and blind to light, a rosy garland and a weary head. And if these things, as being thine by right, move not thy heavy grace, thou shalt in me, livelier than elsewhere, Stella's image see. End of poem. This recording is in the public domain.
To Sleep by Sir Philip Sidney. Read for LibriVox.org by Claudia Salto. Come, sleep, O sleep, the certain knot of peace, the baiting place of wit, the balm of woe, the poor man's wealth, the prisoner's release, the indifferent judge between the high and low. With shield of proof, shield me from out the priests of those fierce darts despair at me doth throw. O make in me those civil wars to cease. I will good tribute pay if thou do so. Take thou of me smooth pillows, sweetest bed, a chamber deaf to noise and blind to light, a rosy garland and a weary head. And if these things, as being thine by right, move not thy heavy grace, thou shalt in me, livelier than elsewhere, Stella's image see. End of poem. This recording is in the public domain.
To Sleep by Sir Philip Sidney, read for LibriVox.org, by Cindy Marker. Come sleep, O sleep, the certain knot of peace, the baiting place of wit, the balm of woe, the poor man's wealth, the prisoner's release, the indifferent judge between the high and low. With shield of proof, shield me from out the peace of those fierce darts despair at me doth throw. O make in me those civil wars to cease, I will good tribute pay, if thou do so. Take thou of me smooth pillows, sweetest bed, a chamber deaf to noise and blind to light, a rosy garland and a weary head. And if these things, as being thine by right, move not thy heavy grace, thou shalt in me, livelier than elsewhere, Stella's image see. End of poem. This recording is in the public domain.
To Sleep by Sir Philip Sidney. Read for LibriVox.org by Capricia Page. Come sleep, O sleep, the certain knot of peace, the baiting place of wit, the balm of woe, the poor man's wealth, the prisoner's release, the indifferent judge between the high and low. With shield of proof, shield me from out the prease of those fierce darts despair at me doth throw. O make in me those civil wars to cease. I will good tribute pay if thou do so. Take thou of me smooth pillows, sweetest bed, a chamber deaf to noise and blind to light, a rosy garland, and a weary head. And if these things, as being thine by right, move not thy heavy grace, thou shalt in me, livelier than elsewhere, Stella's image see. End of poem. This recording is in the public domain.
To Sleep Sample complete. Ready to continue?